Turning to world news now, party officials in Beijing are celebrating the findings of a new UN study, which for the first time ever listed China as the world's number one producer of air pollution. Joining us now from the Chinese embassy to discuss the study is Ambassador Xu Lan Ning. Thank you for being with us, Mr. Ambassador, today.
Thank you for having me. It is a very proud day for my country. The labor of the people have made the sky black with the smoke of progress. We are overjoyed.
We're looking now at the skyline of Hunan, and you've called the smog levels there, sir, a grand symbol of Chinese supremacy.
Yes.
That looks really polluted.
Thank you. The sky over China is now a rainbow of grays, reflecting all the shades of our prosperity.
And your celebration of this new ranking included a parade in the coal-rich manufacturing center of Hunan. We're seeing video of that here right now. Looks like quite a parade you've got there.
Yes, there was a 100-widow smog dance, a magnificent coal ash dragon kite, and the littlest children sang a song to the spirits of the poison fish.
And here is the Beijing Young People's Vocal Group performing an ode to acid rain, which I'm told falls on 30% of China. That's quite an achievement.
Yes, we are very proud of that. We have 16 of the world's 20 most air-polluted cities. We have the most.
And with emission levels up, what effect does this have on the people's health?
Very big effect. Close to 1 million people will die of cancer in China this year. Cancer is a very modern disease.
In fact, the UN report called this figure startling and noteworthy.
It was very kind of them. Chinese people will not be stopped by anything. If pollution ruins a river, we will build a new river. If pollution destroys a mountain, we will build a new mountain. At long last, the world cannot ignore our growing prosperity.